Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel continues to fight to free Justina Pelletier. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case that, Matt, has captured the attention of people all over the country. Because when they hear about this case, that Justina Pelletier, 15-year-old girl now, has been separated from her mom and dad and her three older sisters and her 92-year-old grandmother for now 14 months for no reason, they are outraged, and for good reason.
Well, the judge in this case, they haven't even, and Massachusetts DCF hasn't even been able to cite any evidence whatsoever that the parents are somehow unfit or that Justina needs to be in the care and custody of the state of Massachusetts, a ward of the state. She's been in custody for 14 months, ripped away from loving, caring, perfectly capable parents because of a difference in opinion between doctors, and for no other reason than that.
Yeah, she's treating with the chief of metabolic services at Tufts Medical Center for a condition called mitochondrial disease. And she's doing pretty well under his treatment. She also sees a gastroenterologist at Tufts by the name of Dr. Flores for gastrointestinal distress or problems. And she's attending private school. She's engaged in competitive figure skating up to January of 2013. And then she has this flu-like symptom that develops more gastrointestinal distress. Well, her doctor, Corson from Tufts, recommends to the family, take her to the emergency room at Boston Children's Hospital because now Dr. Flores has just transferred over there and she needs to see her gastroenterologist. So that's what they do. But instead, a seven-month out-of-medical-school doctor sees Justina, does not speak to Dr. Corson, her treating physician, calls in a psychologist who after 25 minutes says, yes, it's somatoform disorder. It's all in your head. There's nothing wrong with you physically. Here's the new treatment plan, family. No more medicine, no more medical. You can't seek a second opinion. Sign this. This is the direction we're going to go. And when they say, no, thank you, we'll discharge her. By the way, where's Dr. Flores that we wanted to see? Oh, we're not calling him in. We're going to discharge her then, and we'll go back to Tufts. And they said, not so fast. And that's when DCF came in. And that's what this case is about. Boston Children's Hospital had a different opinion than the experts that were actually treating her under whom she was doing well.
You know, every time we talk about this case, I'm just as shocked and surprised every time we talk about it. I know everyone listening right now, imagine if this was your child and you went in based on a doctor's suggestion to have a child treated by a physician who's worked with her for quite a while on an existing condition. The experts at Tufts Medical send you there. You go there and not expecting this on this particular day that your child will be kidnapped, ripped away from you with no justification for 14 months, allowed to see her maybe an hour a week with supervised visitation, and her health has plummeted in the care of so-called care of Mass DCF. This is absolutely an outrage.
Yeah, and the psychologist that was on staff there at Boston Children's Hospital, Dr. Simona Bourgeoisner. She is someone who co-authored an article. And in that article, she says up to 50% of minors, in other words, one in every two minors that present with any kind of physical complaint, it's really not a physical complaint at all. It's all mental. So in her worldview, she thinks one out of every two kids that come to any kind of physician for any kind of physical problem, it's all in your head. So let's treat them psychologically. Let's not treat them medically. So here this girl comes in. She has gastrointestinal distress. And guess what? She is actually doing grant-funded research from the federal government under the National Institutes of Health. And what is she studying? Psychological or somatoform and gastrointestinal distress. So here Justina comes in with what? Gastrointestinal distress. Well, one out of every two kids must have it in their mind. I think it's in your mind. I don't need to talk to your treating physicians. We're going to treat this now psychologically. Cut off all the medical. Now, if it was a psychological problem, which I think that whole presupposition of one out of every two is just bogus. But if it was a psychological problem and they stopped all the medical, then what would happen? Her condition would improve because she wouldn't be getting the medicine. But instead, she's gone from competitive finger skating to
a wheelchair. She's losing her hair.
Yeah, if you look at the before and after pictures, the family recently, they're not allowed to take cell phones in and photograph their daughter, but they recently were able to take a cell phone picture without DCF's knowledge. And you look at this girl now, and she's losing her hair. She's got receding hairlines, very significant on the top and on the back of her head. She's got edema or swelling. She has red lines in her abdomen that may be a sign of septus, which is a poisoning. It's a situation of dire condition.
So people are outraged. There's a talk radio host that you regularly interview with that is outraged about this. He called Judge Johnston's office, the judge overseeing this case, to voice his concerns, Matt. And they laughed at him. They think this is funny.
Yeah.
That this poor little girl is
it's not amusing. It's not funny.
Yeah. How dare they?
Yeah. This is a tragedy. Let me just give you a couple of other insights as to DCF's operation. A couple of weeks ago, we learned that Justina was taken to the ER room at UMass, University of Massachusetts. We don't know why, because they will not tell the family why she was taken to the emergency room. And when they have their one-hour weekly supervised visit with a DCF worker there, guess what? They're prohibited from speaking to her about any medical condition, because that was the stipulation originally of Boston Children's Hospital. You can't talk about medical if it's psychological. So they can't even ask her what happened at the ER. Also, when we got on the case, we've been on the case for about 5 weeks now, several things happened very quickly. One of which is DCF agreed, and the judge approved this agreement, to allow her to go back to Tufts Medical Center, which is where she wanted to go 14 months ago, where the family wanted to return to. That was put in an order. DCF still refused, notwithstanding that it was in an order to set up the appointment. We filed a motion to contempt against DCF. The family contacted Dr. Corson. He's ready, willing, and able to see her. But ultimately, what DCF says is we can't get her in because they're too busy over there. Last week, we learned that she was taken to Dr. Mark Corson. Why? Because someone was in the waiting room who knew her, saw her being brought in by DCF, and she actually saw Dr. Corson. Dr. Corson, however, has been told by DCF he cannot communicate with the family. So here she's going back to Dr. Corson, her treating physician, which is good. DCF won't let the family know that they did that. By actually going back to Dr. Corson, which is what we wanted, it undercuts the entire presupposition as to why they took her in the first place.
Matt, this is scandalous, and heads need to roll over at DCF. This is absolute government corruption here on display. And for them to arbitrarily do that, to smoke and mirrors, to hide things from the parents, this is totalitarianism. This does, if DCF is allowed to get away with this, if the Massachusetts state government is allowed to get away with this, it does not bode well for our freedoms in this country.
No, and by going back to her treating physician where she wanted to go to 14 months ago, DCF has acknowledged
that they've been wrong all along.
This psychological experiment that they've been on for 14 months has failed. I think they are fearful that this young girl, Justina Pelletier, 15-year-old, is on the path towards permanent physical problems because of the neglect that they've had with her without medical treatment, or even close and worse, God forbid, even near death. So they are trying to do what they can to not allow her to die, but they don't want to come out and publicly admit that they've been wrong in the first place in taking her 14 months ago.
Well, where do we go from here, Matt?
Well, Liberty Counsel is filing a number of state appellate court actions to get it out of this Judge Johnston's chambers, and we're also following up with that with other state and federal civil rights laws that we believe are clearly violated against the perpetrators that are responsible for this. We will hold those individuals or people or organizations or entities responsible for this tragedy that they have inflicted on Justina Pelletier and her mom and dad, her three other sisters, and her grandparents, and really on the citizens of Massachusetts. This is an outrage, and we plan not only to free Justina, but also to make sure that this doesn't happen again. You can go to StopDCFNow.com. That's StopDCFNow.com. For more information, we'll have petitions there. We have get well cards that you can sign. We have other information on that page and some fact sheets as well. Go to StopDCFNow.com. That's Liberty Counsel's special webpage just for this Justina Pelletier case.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.